Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hanging out on overtime here on The Fan. Nick Pedone in for Jake Volnick, who did a great job on Afternoon Drive earlier today. Anthony Allant hanging out with me in studio as well. We're on LeBron watch. Whether some people in Cleveland like it, whether they don't, we are officially on LeBron watch.
Any trade to the Cavs, including LeBron James, definitely includes Bronny. You're like, for sure.
I wonder about that. You know, like, what if they just leave him out there on his own little island to figure out life in the big city by himself?
Do you see today he said to reporters, they were asking him about it, and he was like, yeah, you know, I don't really pay attention or know too much about that stuff. It's like, dude, that's your dad. And you're in like the same city. Like, what are we talking about here? Yeah, the two-way thing is interesting. I think that more so just says that Imani Bates just really isn't that good. I know there's people in town that are like huge Imani Bates fans, but yeah, I just think that means he's not that good.
Well, we're sitting here on LeBron watch, but it is time to get a national perspective of what's going on in the NBA. We go out to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We have Mr. Keith Smith on the line. He contributes to Spot Track. Also, you can find him as the host of the Front Office Show. Keith, thanks so much for joining us here on Overtime on The Fan.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
All righty. Well, we got to start with the hot topic here in Cleveland. LeBron's hanging out in Northeast Ohio. He was on a golf course today wearing a hat that said, "Welcome home." You see some of the stuff percolating out there with the Los Angeles Lakers. Keith, if you had to give a percentage chance right now that LeBron were to be traded away from the Los Angeles Lakers this offseason, what percentage of a chance are you giving that?
Like 5%. And I know that's not what people want to hear. People get all fired up. They love trades. So do I. It's just a really big salary to move. And for him, he also has a no trade clause. So he's going to be able to dictate where he wants to go. There's only going to be a handful of places he wants to go. And if he's going to go there, he's going to want to know what the trade package is. He's going to want to know when he gets there, they're going to be good enough to compete for a title. That's a really difficult needle to thread at this point. So I put the percentages fairly low.
Keith, people here are subscribing to a bit of a dream, right? And I want to walk through this dream with you. There's been some chatter today about potentially a buyout with LeBron James if both sides get real dug in and he doesn't believe that the Lakers are in a position to contend, that maybe he could get bought out from that $50 million contract that he just opted into. Is that something that's feasible, or are Cavs fans dreaming here a little bit?
Yeah, I think they're dreaming a little bit. I can't see why he would do a buyout. I mean, it would have to get really, really bad in Los Angeles for that to be the play for him. And I don't think it's anywhere near there. I think what they did was it's setting the stage for LeBron, whether it is now, it's at the end of the season, that just, hey, I'm not going to be here forever. I think this will be his last year with the Lakers one way or another. I guess, you know, if they win the championship, he probably doesn't leave. But I think we're getting close to LeBron basically saying, all right, you know, I've kind of done it. I've been here, done that, and now, you know, we're going to run on. And if there's a way to make that happen now that makes sense for me and for the Lakers, all right, let's explore it. But I think what those comments from Rich Paul. I'm sorry. I am short on sleep, guys.
All good. It has been a long few days in the world of NBA free agents.
Right. I think those comments, though, were just, you know, hey, let's set the stage a little bit so that if this does happen, it doesn't come completely out of left field as a shocker to everybody.
All right. So you mentioned the no trade clause. And right now, I think the Mavericks are like the betting favorite to land LeBron. Why would LeBron want to come back to Cleveland?
Yeah, to come back to Cleveland, I mean, one, it's home, right? So that there's a draw for him. There's a world where the Cavs could, you know, maybe angle to make a trade where they've still got enough left. You know, if it's Donovan Mitchell, Evan Mobley, LeBron, and you fill in the pieces around him, that's still a pretty good team, especially in a down Eastern Conference. So I think, you know, that would all fit the bill for where he wants to go. I'm just not entirely sure, you know, that's going to be where he, you know, necessarily wants to go. But, you know, we'll see. I mean, that's, I think, what your selling points are, though, right? It's home. We can still put good players around you. Let's, you know, get after all. Worked out pretty good last time he came home.
Keith Smith, contributor to SpotTrack, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Keith, we could come back to Planet Earth for just a minute because I do want to get your insight on what the Cavs have done in free agency, I guess in the offseason to date. And I want to start with the Lonzo Ball trade for Isaac Okoro straight up. What'd you make of that deal?
Hey, pretty good move for the Cavs. I think in this position, they were trading from a position of strength to shore up a weakness on the roster. Isaac Okoro, I actually like Isaac Okoro's game. I think, you know, he is somebody who can, you know, help a team, but he is a 3-and-D wing, and the Cavs have plenty of wings in the mix, including Jalen Tyson, who they really like and would like to get some more minutes for. So, you know, we'll see where that goes. But at the backcourt, they were starting to get a little thin. I think they correctly read, all right, we're probably not going to be able to keep Ty Jerome, so let's get somebody in here who can hold up better defensively. Yeah, there's health questions for sure, but let's just kind of get in a place where we can, you know, get Lonzo Ball in here for a guy who's a little extraneous on the roster and move it forward.
So Ty Jerome posted on his Instagram story that the Cavs didn't offer him a contract and, you know, he had a great time and whatever. What do you make of the Cavs choosing basically Sam Merrill over Ty Jerome?
Yeah, I think it's a matter of they probably figured, all right, well, we're probably going to get him cheaper at the time that they were making those decisions. It looked like Ty Jerome, by all accounts, was going to get a mid-level exception deal starting around $14 million, and that just wasn't really, you know, overly realistic for Cleveland to do that. They're so far over the second apron already, and this is a team that is not shy about paying the luxury tax, but they are not a team that, you know, necessarily wants to be $20 million over the second apron either. That's going to, you know, really put a damper on the things you can do. So I think they're really in a position of, you know, all right, let's kind of, you know, see where it's going to go. And they chose Sam Merrill, I think, at the time, thinking, all right, we're going to get him on a far more affordable contract. It's slightly more, but it ended up actually coming in pretty close.
Keith, speaking of the core four, how confident are you that Kobe Altman runs it back with all of those guys? We've heard some of the chatter, you know, in the last 24 hours of LeBron talk that potentially Darius Garland and Jared Allen would need moved to make that come to fruition. DG was also in the trade package that would have went down for Kevin Durant. How confident are you that the Cavs will bring back Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, and Donovan Mitchell next season?
outside of a LeBron trade, 100% confident. I think the Cavaliers have very rightly read the Eastern Conference has come back to them in a lot of ways. The Pacers are without Tyrese Haliburton. Now they've lost Miles Turner. The Celtics are starting to break up that team. They're not going to have Jason Tatum. We don't really know what the Bucks are going to be. And I think the Cavs are almost going to be looking at it and saying, hey, we were really, really good in the regular season. If we didn't have a couple injuries, we might have been the team that made the NBA Finals run. So let's not get too cute here and break up a really, really good team. So I think they're just going to be, you know, very confident of coming back. Now, if you have a chance at LeBron and it's not going to, you know, completely be one of these things where it's now it's LeBron and Sam Merrill and Lonzo Ball and a whole bunch of dudes, like, then yeah, you got to explore that option at least. But outside of that, I don't think there's any way they're breaking this team up. We're getting, I know it sounds crazy, free agency opened like 2 days ago, but we're starting to get a little bit late into the game for teams to be making major blockbuster changes, unless it's very specific ones.
So, Keith, are you buying what Colby Altman and the Cavaliers are selling, that, hey, we have a really, really good nucleus here that won 64 games and we just ran into some bad injury luck and a buzzsaw in the Indiana Pacers?
Yeah, I'm willing to give it one more year of that. If we are having the same conversation a year from now, you got to start thinking about changes, because the challenge for the Cavs is how many years you're going to deal with injuries in the postseason. Well, you know, we've had 2 years of it already, because they had it last year in the first round a little bit, and then definitely against Boston in the second round. And obviously, it's just the season that just went by, they dealt with it. So you got to be kind of careful, because if it gets to be too much, then you're in the position where, all right, well, it's, you know, we've got to kind of, how do I put it? You've got to kind of look at it and say, all right, well, this is, you know, are we ever going to get there with this group? And then that's got to be where you have to start making changes there. But you give it one more year and give it your best run. If it doesn't work, then you know, we start talking about how do we retool this roster on the fly.
SpotTrack's Keith Smith joining us on the hotline, talking to all things Cavs, all things NBA free agency. Got to hit you with a national question here, Keith, before we get you out of here. Blank is the best NBA free agency move thus far?
Well, that's a good question. I'm going to cheat and pick a trade.
Okay.
Because the free agent moves weren't so great this year. But trade-wise, I'm going to go with the Orlando Magic acquiring Desmond Bane. It's gotten a little lost now, because it feels like it happened a year ago, you know, because it was so, you know, long ago in terms of all these other big moves. But I think the Magic correctly read, hey, why not us in the East? And they know what we really need is a little more shooting and scoring. Let's get it done. And they made it happen. So I think that is a you know, huge acquisition for them to get Desmond Bane. Kevin Durant's a great pickup. And I love what the Nuggets have done as a whole, swapping out Michael Porter Jr. for Cam Johnson. So I'm cheating a little there and giving you a couple extras, but I, you know, those three teams have really stood out to me.
What stresses me a little bit about the Orlando trade is that they were another one of these teams in the playoffs that the Cavs had a little bit of trouble getting past.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, the Magic are here now. The series ended in five, and outside of game five getting completely away from them, the Magic were in the series against the Celtics. They last season, when Boston was still fully healthy and whole, they really challenged them. So we're in a spot here where, yeah, Orlando was on the come up, and their defense was elite. And Desmond Bane, a little maybe smidge of a downgrade from Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, but still really, really good. So I think we're in a position where now, unless he goes through whatever, I live here in Orlando, so I feel comfortable saying this, whatever portal they go through when they get here that causes all their players to forget how to shoot the basketball, as long as that doesn't happen to Desmond Bane, the Magic are going to be a really good team next season.
Yeah, it just feels like we talk about the East being wide open, but the Cavs didn't really make any significant moves. And like you mentioned, Orlando got better. The Hawks got better. Milwaukee kind of retooled on the fly. You know, the Pacers are going to technically still be a threat. Keith, real quick, why do you think the free agent market was so bare this year?
Yeah, extensions. The guys extend now way more than they ever used to. Players have been, I think rightly so, kind of coached like, hey, if they are offering you $100 million or even more, you better take it. And they also read the market of, with all those extensions, there's very few teams with cap space. We hit the summer with the only team with meaningful cap space was the Brooklyn Nets. The Pistons look like they're going to have a little, which they've already used. And the Grizzlies created some, but that was used to renegotiate and extend Jaren Jackson Jr. But I think beyond that, the free agency has been down. Now, I will say this. Next summer, there projects to be a handful more teams with cap space. And there's some pretty good players who signed very team-friendly deals. And those team-friendly deals look awesome until it comes time to extend them, and you can't, the extension rules don't allow you to pay them enough. That's why, you know, people heard a guy like Austin Reeves turn down a four-year, $90 million extension because he knows he's probably going to make somewhere in the range of $25, $30 million a year by just going into free agency next summer. Kobe White of the Bulls is in a similar situation. So I think next year you'll see it kind of come back around a little bit, but as long as guys are willing to lock in money in the immediate on extensions long-term, free agency is going to be a down path and more work's going to get done through trades.
That's SpotTrac's Keith Smith joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Keith, so thanks so much for popping on over time. It's been a blast, you know, getting this national perspective on what we've got going on here in Cleveland.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, Keith.
All righty. Straight ahead, we will react to what Keith said. It's Nick Pedone, Anthony Allant, right here on The Fan. We're on LeBron Watch. Kind of. Keith Smith threw a little bit of cold water on that fun.
5%.
Hanging out on overtime with you guys on The Fan till 11. I'm Nick Pedone, filling in for Jake Volnick. Anthony Allant hanging out in studio with me as well, running around doing 2020s, popping in on the mic.
Get my steps in.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting your steps in. That's a good way to put it.
Because I downed McDonald's last night.
You know, that's probably coming my way after the show. Not proud of it, but
it's too easy on the app.
You know it's getting bad when it's 8:30. Still got quite a way to go with you guys on overtime this evening. Stummy's grumbling a little bit. Might be that kind of late evening run. All right, talking all things Cavs, 216-474-0092. We want to hear from you guys. Great talking with Keith Smith, all things NBA free agency, kind of got his national perspective of where things stand with our Cleveland Cavaliers. He put the percentage chance that LeBron James returns to the Cavs as low. He said 5% chance. And he went on to say that a LeBron James trade would be the only way that he sees the Cavs not rolling back the core four next year. I got to say, I kind of agree with him on that. I don't know what moves would be out there to shake up Jared Allen, Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, Donovan Mitchell if it wasn't bringing LeBron James home. And that's why I'm in the market to bring LeBron James back to Cleveland, because I think it's just the perfect storm, right? Like, from the nostalgia standpoint, it is season 23 for LeBron, who's going to have his number 23 hanging in the rafters for eternity. It is the 10-year anniversary of the 2016 NBA championship next year. And I wouldn't be pounding the table for LeBron to return to the Cavs the way that I am if I didn't believe that it was a necessity at this point. Because I've seen my fair share of this core four flame out in the postseason. I've seen too many times Darius Garland get picked on defensively. We saw, kind of ironically, on LeBron James' podcast, Kevin Durant was speaking about how, well, that's how you beat the Cavs. You pick on DG. And I would venture to elaborate on that. Well, you could really pick on DG because of his size, but you could also really exploit Jared Allen in a seven-game series, because he doesn't have the ability to pop out in the perimeter and do some of the things that the modern day NBA 5 is able to do. And I blend that all in with this Eastern Conference is as wide open now as it's been in the entire Core 4 era. So it might be easy for Kobe Altman to hide behind that shield and be able to say, well, there's no Tatum, there's no Halliburton, the core four, this is going to be year four of all of these guys together. Let's see what they can do. Let's try to make a run with this group that we've built, that we've developed. We feel confident in these young cats. But Kobe, I don't know that I believe you. I don't know that I believe you, because I believe the reports that were floated out there from Brian Windhorst and others, that Darius Garland was involved in the trade package for Kevin Durant. So if you're willing to part with Darius Garland for a 36-year-old volume scorer that's Kevin Durant, my brain is wired to lead me to believe that there's a conversation to be had with the Los Angeles Lakers about LeBron James. And if there's not a conversation to be had with the Lakers about LeBron James, then I seriously do monitor the buyout market for LeBron. And I know Keith threw cold water all over that. He said that's a pipe
everybody
dream.
Everybody has thrown cold
it's
water.
It's not happening. But the reports out there that he's done with LA and the Lakers are done with him.
The Lakers aren't done. So Kurt Heelan, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, said for the first time in his career, this is a report from him, this is NBC Sports' version of like Pro Football Focus.
Yep.
He said for the first time in LeBron's career, a team is not solely focused on him. The main piece in LA right now is Luka Doncic. So for the first time, LeBron James called their bluff and the Lakers are like, yeah, I don't really think that's going to work this time. Because like Brian Windhorst said earlier, we're treating this as an expiring contract on a 40-year-old player. Like, you take the name out of that, yeah, it is a all-NBA second-team player. That's still a fantastic player, and it is LeBron James, but it's a 40-year-old guy that you aren't really going to build around. So whether or not the Lakers are, like, all in on him or just whatever on him, like, they're focusing on the future because they have to.
Well, that's the problem here, right? Is that the Lakers are now on Luka's timeline. They're no longer on LeBron's timeline. So
okay, but we're LeBron on Evan Mobley's timeline.
LeBron,
hang on. We're on Evan Mobley's timeline, right?
I don't know.
He is the unicorn that we all think he's going to be, and he took over this last season.
Yeah, he made a nice jump, and we should be on Evan Mobley's timeline, but the fact of the matter is Donovan Mitchell exists. Donovan Mitchell has 2 years left of his extension, and if they don't get the job done next year, then this time next summer, we're having a very uncomfortable conversation about one Donovan Mitchell. So I think the Cavs are on Donovan and Evan's timeline, whereas the Lakers have made it known they're on Luka's timeline, as they should be.
Okay, the Donovan timeline and the Mobley timeline are not the same thing. And you know how far a Donovan Mitchell-led team can take you. It's the second round. That's why Donovan Mitchell this year, signed the extension because he believed in Evan Mobley, and this year took a step back because he knew. And then Kobe Altman and Kenny Atkinson said to you after the season, we go as far as Evan Mobley goes. So it goes back to the thing of why would you blow up this young core that is all in theory on Evan Mobley's timeline?
It's not blowing it up.
Have you looked at the trades that are there?
I've seen Darius Garland flame out in three straight postseasons. I've seen Jared Allen get exploited in three straight postseasons. So not only am I not blowing it up, I'm adding LeBron to a core of Evan Mobley and Donovan Mitchell. And then after LeBron's farewell tour is done and I'm raising another championship banner, I have another max contract slot. So I could get Donovan to recommit in Cleveland. I could get Evan Mobley, who's still going to be under contract. And then because I got out from underneath Jared Allen's money, I got out from underneath Darius Garland's money, I have a max contract slot. I'm going to add another guy after LeBron James is done and retired to pair with Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley. That's why this LeBron thing right now feels so real, because it actually makes a ton of sense. In years past, I've pounded this drum kind of as a little bit of a bit, you know, to bring LeBron back. He's the one. I always said that, you know, you walk around the Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse and now Rocket Arena, and you go in the team shop and they got all the jerseys for sale. They're selling Allen jerseys. They're selling Strus jerseys, which they have to. There should be one jersey for sale in that whole stadium, and it should have a number 23 on the back.
All right, but it's not because Cleveland LeBron Jameses. It's the Cleveland Cavaliers. They built them around different players that are not LeBron James.
But if it wasn't for LeBron James, they wouldn't have this city would still be starving for a championship. So we want to hear from you guys, 216-474-0092, talking all things Cavs. Would you bring LeBron James home, even if it means shaking up the core four? Let's go out to BP and Pepper Pike. Got some thoughts on the Cavs. BP, what's up?
Hey, Nick, how you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good, but it looks like the dream is over, my friend. The dream is over.
How is it over?
You know, when the Lakers, They got lucky. They bought out, you know, that DeAndre Ayton from, and I think LeBron's just going to stay in Los Angeles. I mean, they do have a pretty good roster. And I just don't think once LeBron, you know, kicked in that $52 million salary, he's almost untradeable. I mean, there's no way the Cavs are going to give up like three starters for a 41-year-old LeBron James. There's no way. Now, it's one thing if we had to give up Garland and maybe Jared Allen, but for some reason, the reports are we have to give up Garland, Jared Allen, and even either Max Strus or DeAndre Hunter. To me, that's way too much for LeBron. I'm sorry, but yeah, I don't want to give up, you know, 3/5 of my starting lineup for LeBron and, you know, for 1 year of him or maybe two. So I think if the Lakers could not find a starting center, they did find DeAndre Ayton. He's pretty good. You know, they still, you know, they're only predicted to be like the 6th or 7th best team in the West, where we're already predicted to be the 1st or 2nd best team in the East. But if I were LeBron, I would come here. But, you know, I think he's too, you know, driven by his salary and his pride. I don't think he'll be coming here.
I did not mean to drop him. BP, appreciate the call. Here's the thing, though, with DeAndre Ayton, right? And BP said it. DeAndre Ayton's pretty good. DeAndre Ayton ain't great. DeAndre Ayton, to BP's point, and again, I'm sorry for hanging up on him, is going to be the starting center for the Lakers, who will probably be the sixth or seventh team in the Western Conference. DeAndre Ayton is just a guy. LeBron, via his agent Rich Paul, when they picked up the player option on Sunday, said that his goal is still to contend for NBA championships. LeBron's entering year 23. He ain't moved by DeAndre Ayton, trust me. If anything, DeAndre Ayton is the polar opposite of what LeBron wants to play with. Is he not? Historically, in DeAndre Ayton's career, he's been labeled as lazy. He's been labeled as a guy that's not really a team player. He's a fit out, not fit in type of guy, and that's everything that LeBron James is against. So I don't think DeAndre Ayton to the Cavs, DeAndre Ayton to the Lakers as a buyout guy is going to move LeBron off his stance of wanting to contend for a championship next season.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the Lakers are doing everything to build around Luka Doncic. That's the goal. That's why they traded for him. And partly because LeBron tried to make things work with Anthony Davis out there. It didn't work, so they shipped them off. And the other thing with LeBron coming back to Cleveland is, all right, so we can call it like a gut or a you know, fire sale or a TNT, whatever we want to call it. It is still trading 3 to 4 high leverage players that you then need to replace. And at this point in the offseason, who the hell are you going to replace them with? And then also, after LeBron's 1 year or 2 years, Donovan Mitchell is going to be on the other side of 30, and all you're going to have left is Evan Mobley. And so, like, unless Evan Mobley is this guy that can carry a roster of no names, then why? That's another reason as to why would you do that?
I just think they have to do it now because the window now is open. And I don't know that the window now being this open is going to exist this time next year when the Celtics are looking at getting Tatum back and they're going to be reloaded with probably a top draft pick and the Pacers will be getting Halliburton back and the New York Knicks, all of those guys are still under contract. Like, that's why I'm so bent up about doing this now and pulling the trigger now, because I agree with you. It would send shockwaves through the world of sports, through this city and beyond, because it'd be a historic package just to make the salaries work for LeBron James. But at the end of the day, you're getting LeBron James, and LeBron, Evan, and Donovan will put the Cavs in a better position right now to contend for an NBA championship than they currently exist. And then if LeBron decides he retires, great. You just opened up a max contract slot to get Donovan and Evan some more help, you know, in seasons beyond, in seasons to come. That's why I want this to happen so badly right now, because it's the blend of all of the perfect worlds. 216-474-0092. Even if the Cavs don't get LeBron, how much should they look to shake things up this offseason? Maybe sometimes a change of identity could actually be a good thing. It's Nick Pedone, Anthony Allant on Overtime right here on The Fan. Nick Pedone, Anthony Allant in for Jake Volnick. This is an awesome time of year, isn't it? Because, like, it should be the dog days of summer. Like, this is usually where, like, you know, people look to this industry, right? Like, sports talk, sports podcast, sports conversation. It's like, what do you guys do in the summer? What do you mean, what do we do in the summer? We're on LeBron watch.
And Red Panda watch.
Poor Red Panda, man. What's the update on that? She broke her wrist.
Apparently she's okay. Boom. Oh, you lean forward like you wanted to talk. Apparently she's okay. Like, it was just a bum tire.
She blew a tire, which is rough to do on a unicycle, I imagine. You blow a tire on a unicycle.
I mean, she's like 9 feet in the air, just bam, right on her wrist.
Oh, that's brutal. Thoughts and prayers to Red Panda. Something tells me she'll bounce back from this. Bigger and better than ever. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, this is a lady that rides the unicycle at halftime shows, the NBA, college basketball, pretty much any event. She rides the unicycle and she kicks the bowls on top of her head. She's always like perfect at it. Quite literally, not figuratively, but literally blew a tire last night on the unicycle, came down hard on the wrist.
Terrible.
I think we're putting Red Panda on the DL, man. I don't. We're putting Red Panda and her bowls on the shelf. I don't think we're going to be seeing her anytime soon. But thoughts and prayers to Red Panda. All right, talking to all things LeBron. You can only beat that dead horse for so long, though. I'm sure I'll find a way to circle back to it because that's unfortunately how my brain works. But I want to get into this, and Anthony, I'm glad you asked Keith Smith about it in our interview with him. Ty Jerome puts on his Instagram story last night that the Cavs never presented him an option to return. And I think a lot of people saw that quote and ran with it. A lot of people, maybe a little bit up in arms, Kobe Altman, some people a little bit upset. You know, Ty Jerome meant a ton to the Cavs throughout the regular season. He really did. I think he embodied and encompassed what the Cavs were building towards. And then, like a lot of the players come postseason, the bottom of the bag just let out for Ty Jerome. But I found it interesting that the Cavs never gave him an offer sheet, because to me, it shows me that they're looking for a whole new identity in the backcourt. You parlay the Ty Jerome news and that he wasn't presented with an opportunity to return with the fact that Darius Garland was mentioned in trade talks for Kevin Durant. Well, what were the Cavs' issue this postseason? It was that they were kind of small and then they kind of got beaten up. And that's the same issue that's persisted now in three straight postseasons. I think the Cavs are looking to shuffle some things around. And this is a very small shuffle, but the fact that they were able to pretty much show Ty Jerome the door after he meant so much to them throughout the regular season shows me that their philosophy and ideology are moving towards mine. 82-game regular season means nothing, nada. It's about the playoffs. It's about the postseason. It's finding these guys, these pesky players, these TJ McConnell-type dudes that are NBA playoff risers and not NBA playoff fallers. I think Kobe Altman might be subscribing to that same Nick Pedone ideology that DG no-showed one too many playoff games. Ty Jerome no-showed pretty much every single postseason game that the Cavs had that mattered, and it was time to shake some things up. I like that they get bigger in the backcourt with Lonzo Ball. Obviously, Anthony, the thing with Lonzo Ball is the health. The trade won't go official for Lonzo Ball until July 6th, I believe. And boy, is that going to be one of the most anticipated physicals in the history of the Cleveland Clinic courts out there in Independence, because Lonzo Ball is a guy that has had every single hangup that a basketball player can have in terms of an injury. But when he's healthy, I think they understand that Lonzo Ball is a guy that's big, physical, imposing guard, and it's a completely different fit than what Ty Jerome gave them last year. I think they maybe looked at their depth chart and they saw Ty Jerome, Darius Garland, Craig Porter Jr. kind of fits that same bill, Donovan Mitchell, Max Strus, who they have to play at the three, but really his true position is a shooting guard.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options and fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
They got a lot of small dudes that are kind of all the same archetype, you know?
Yeah, I love the Isaac Okoro for Lonzo Ball trade. And like, it's not saying anything important to say that, yeah, if Lonzo Ball is any bit of healthy, even more than 30 games in a season, that's a really good trade. You get out from under the Okoro contract. Okoro played his way out of two playoff rotations with two different really smart head coaches. So, okay, great. Congratulations. I know it creates a little bit of a clog at that point guard shooting, like that 1-2 of small guys, and Lonzo helps you get a little bit more size. I don't know if I really love, especially knowing what Ty Jerome got in his final contract with Memphis, I don't know if I love giving that money to Sam Merrill instead of Ty Jerome. I really don't.
Feels weird, doesn't it? I liked Keith Smith's input on that. It feels exactly what happened is the Cavs, just like everybody else, anticipated that Jerome's market was just going to be bigger. And they maybe jumped the gun a little bit because Sam was a restricted free agent. And they decided to extend him. Now, Sam Merrill is a really hard worker. Sam Merrill has improved, in my estimation, every single year that he's been in the NBA. And we saw the reports, you know, he's the highest paid number 60 overall draft pick in the history of the NBA. But one-to-one, I think a lot of people in Cleveland probably would have preferred to have Ty Jerome over Sam Merrill. It's fascinating, though, because I think Kobe made the conscious decision when he did that they went with Merrill, bigger dude. They knew that Lonzo Ball was going to be the Ty Jerome replacement, and one-to-one, they probably just like the fit for Lonzo better than Ty Jerome. I do like that about Lonzo is that he is kind of lineup proof in that way. Like, you could throw Lonzo out there with DG and have two true point guards on the floor, and it doesn't look that weird because Lonzo gives you a little bit of size that Darius doesn't. Vice versa, when DG needs a breather, when Donovan needs a breather, you could throw Lonzo Ball out there and have somebody with a little bit of size. I like the fact that they were able to upgrade in that way, and I really think that's Kobe's philosophy, is it was time to get bigger, and they saw too much of guys at the point guard position just getting picked on and bullied.
I agree with you like halfway. I think they did a really good job with Lonzo upgrading the bench. And I think I came on here with you and said what the finals demonstrated to us is you need a more holistic, deep team. And for whatever, like, we always thought about that with the Cavaliers that, hey, man, all the 1-9, like, this is a great team. You can trust anybody. Right. And then all of a sudden in that Pacers series, it just zapped up to
couldn't,
like,
couldn't trust anybody.
Oh, we trust like two people.
1-2. And the 1-2 was Donovan Mitchell and oddly Max Strus.
Right. So now I just wonder if, Like, Darius Garland's getting the most minutes at the one. Are you okay with keeping that undersized guard there? Are you okay with keeping Donovan Mitchell, who's undersized there, even if that means that you switched out Ty Jerome and Isaac Okoro for Lonzo Ball and Sam Merrill?
That's the question that Kobe Altman's going to have to answer now, right? Is how do the two small guards continue to coexist? Or are we continuing to run into the same brick wall that the Portland Trailblazers were running into for all of those years with Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum? Remember, they did a very similar thing out in Portland where they continued to run back Dame and CJ, and they weren't getting any further than what our Cavaliers were getting. They continued to do that, and that was the one cautionary red flag that people gave Cavs fans when the Donovan Mitchell trade went down was, boy, is that a small backcourt. Could the offense be fun when it works? Absolutely. And it has been. Donovan and Darius combined have given us a lot of fun moments offensively. Defensively is where things get a little bit shaky. And I think that that's where Kenny Atkinson's going to need to be trusted come postseason time. Hopefully, again, Lonzo Ball is available come that point of the season. But if things are starting to look a little bit weird with Darius Garland, I think you got to pull the trigger, Anthony. I do. I think if things start getting weird with Darius defensively, you got to make the switch, and you got to go to Lonzo Ball. It's going to be fascinating to see how Kenny Atkinson manages this thing.
Yeah, as long as he's healthy. Boy, that would suck if he's just not healthy.
It's a big if, isn't it? Because what has Lonzo Ball shown us that he's capable of being
healthy?
A healthy, yeah. NBA player.
No, he's
not.
He's
much.
Not. He's made of glass. But yeah, I don't know if we all just missed the boat on Ty Jerome and like the entire, because all of us, you know, we were talking about it and we had people on the station throughout the day, all throughout the offseason of, man, Ty Jerome's going to get $20 million. I mean, yeah. Like, did he really play himself out of $10 million a year in four games?
I think he might have, right? Because why else are you going to Memphis? Think about that. Like, it's not that Memphis is that better of a fit than Cleveland. A John Morant guy, hello, he exists. He's going to take up a bulk of those minutes and a bulk of that usage in the backcourt for the Cavaliers. I mean, for the Memphis Grizzlies. So, like, it's not like Ty Jerome picked that to be a better basketball fit. I'm with you. I think we just completely overestimated and oversold what his market was. I think there's something to be said as well. Perhaps the Cavaliers believe, and I'd be willing to sign up for this. I'd be willing to humor the Cavs on this if this is their true school of thought. Maybe they believe that Kenny Atkinson's system made Ty Jerome and not the other way around. Maybe Ty Jerome didn't have this big breakout sixth man of the year campaign that we all thought that he was having in his mentality and everything. You know, he played with a little bit of an edge. Maybe they thought that, no, Kenny's system could kind of make anybody go. You know, maybe swap names. If that had been Craig Porter Jr., maybe the Cavs believe that he could have been in the sixth man of the year race. Maybe the Cavs believe that he could have been that really sound guard to spell Darius Garland and provide the Cavs an offensive spark off the bench.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this is all really just hot air, like Sam Merrill versus Ty Jerome. And like, I'm okay with that. We're talking about sixth and seventh and eighth men off the bench. Like, it is a big issue in the playoffs, but it's really, I hope that Sam Merrill is that guy, like you mentioned, that TJ McConnell type deal that we can, you know, the Peyton Pritchard or whoever, that we can be that spot shooter. That's awesome. Ty Jerome does remind me a lot of Colin Sexton, where he's going to be a really good, like 20 points per night player. And we'll see with Colin Sexton in Charlotte this year, 20 points per game on a bad team. And maybe they'll get to the 8 or the 7 seed. They'll probably win the play-in game. But on a good team, he's maybe not the guy that you want to rely on, especially in the big moments. And it demonstrated itself in that playoff game.
Dude, that backcourt, by the way, of Colin Sexton and LaMelo Ball, yeah. A ton of dribbling. Yeah. Good Lord, is that going to be a lot of dribbling in Charlotte basketball. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know how it's going to look. Probably ain't going to look very good. But I'm with you. I don't think the Cavs... I want to leave Cavs fans with this as a parting thought for Ty Jerome. I think some of the outrage that we saw last night and this morning was a little much. I think the Cavs won 64 games. They're going to be okay without Ty Jerome.
The outrage toward the Cavaliers about Ty Jerome?
Correct.
Why is that?
I trust the vision. I trust that Ty Jerome... I can't dismiss what I saw with my own two eyes. And that's the fact that Ty Jerome no-showed in the postseason. And if Kenny Atkinson wants to take a stab at Lonzo Ball and having a little bit of a different ideology than a bunch of small point guards, I'm okay with it.
I agree. Did I miss the point in the game where Sam Merrill like took over and was awesome?
No.
So that's what's been weird about this is we gave the money to the guy that wasn't that good in the first place.
Alrighty, it's all about fit, I think, for the Cavs. And we're going to switch gears. We're going to keep the Cleveland basketball conversation alive because it took Cleveland WNBA fans less than 24 hours to find their villain, their Joakim Noah, Sophie Cunningham. What are we doing? It's Nick Pedone and Anthony Alant talking women's hoops in 5 minutes right here on The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.